Thank you, Ian. Now it's back to our final batch of news items in this part one. We have a bit of sport for you as we hear of the fortunes of Norwich City in their two matches played in the past week. Then a celebration of the first match played by Norwich City women's team at Carrow Road.
Norwich City's playoff aspirations were left hanging by a thread after a humiliating 5-1 defeat away at Middlesbrough. Despite a bright start that saw City carve out chances, it was Borough who took the lead courtesy of former loanee Aaron Ramsey. Then a 3-minute capitulation followed when Hayden Hackney swept across into double their advantage before Alex Mowat sent through Cameron Archer to make it 3. Josh Sargent then grabbed his 12th goal of the season after dispossessing Paddy McNair before firing in. But Archer had his second in first half stoppage time after City's failure to clear a free kick. Borough pounced after another Norwich error shortly after the interval, with Archer turning provider, allowing Chuba Akpom to make it 5. Norwich remained in 8th place, with other sides around them able to push the gap to as many as 4 points this afternoon.
Norwich City squandered another opportunity to make up ground on the Championship playoff rivals last night after drawing 1-1 with struggling QPR. The Canaries have now recorded 1 win in their last 8 matches and have 3 games left to break it into the playoff spots. In front of 2,200 travelling fans, City were unable to find a winner as they pushed to close the gap to Blackburn Rovers in 6th place.
Norwich City women were victorious in their first ever fixture at Carrow Road, beating Ashford Town 5-3 to send more than 7,000 fans home happy. Head coach Sean Howes said of the win, "I'm exhausted, but ecstatic for the girls. They deserved that. We knew it was going to be a really open game with the size of the pitch and the weather. It was crazy in the first 15 to 20 minutes. Then we settled down and played some really good football. Hopefully, it was a really good game to watch and a really fun experience. The club have been brilliant. They've really helped with the setup and got people in. It's brilliant. The amount of young girls that were here supporting the girls. I'm really glad we could bring the win home, and I'm really glad people can see how good these girls are. They deserve to have these crowds on a regular basis." Alice Parker, player of the match, added, "I can't stop smiling. I feel quite emotional, to be honest. It's a childhood dream come true, so it's been incredible. I think we've shown everyone what we can do today, so I hope more can come next time. I hope we double it, the attendance. I'd love to come back here, all the girls would. It's a place we want to call home, and I think we deserve to play here now."
A model boat club, which has been running for almost 100 years, faces an uncertain future due to new parking charges imposed by Norwich City Council. Norwich Model Boat Club was established at Eaton Park in 1925, but its committee is feeling the effect of new parking charges introduced at the Green Space last month. Although their facilities include one of the largest model sailing ponds in the UK, which was built at Eaton Park in 1922, the 100-member Strong Club has expressed concerns the parking charges are detrimental to the club, driving away members to other facilities across the country. Mark Green, the club's public relations officer, said that with a significant chunk of its membership over 80 or disabled, the introduction is hitting members hard. "We're going to end up with a really dwindling membership," he said. "You can get a season pass to park, but that doesn't guarantee your space." Mr. Green, 43, who is registered disabled, added, "Although a season pass means people can park cheaper, it still costs more than membership to the club itself. A season pass costs £70, entitling people to park for up to 4 hours, which Mr Green says is not long enough, where their membership is £35 annually.
A devoted father is hoping to channel the strength of his remarkable daughter when he takes on the country's most famous running race. Ashley Grote, Master of Music at Norwich Cathedral, is preparing to compete in the London Marathon next week, inspired by his daughter, Emily. The 12-year-old has spent almost her entire life battling complex medical issues stemming from when she was diagnosed with a rare brain tumour, aged just 3. Since then, she has lost her eyesight, had a number of operations, and has suffered a stroke, but has never lost her smile. And it is this that has motivated Mr. Grote to take on the race for an 8th time. Mr. Grote, who has already raised close to £15,000 for GOSH ahead of the race, said, "Emily is remarkable, always very determined and energetic, always wanting to do things." To sponsor Mr. Grote, visit justgiving.com/AshleyMarathon2023. Well, we've now reached the end of part one. Mike and Lorna will follow on now with part two, with more news, a second feature, and information desk. So Gaynor and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.